So what are the top three tips for school leaders who are trying to recruit on their own? Would you give them?
I would say be more flexible, I think would be the first. A lot of times it might be the first time that maybe a school is working virtually and they don't really know how it works. So in their head, they're thinking it's the same as being in person. Somebody in a seat Monday through Friday, 8 to 3:30, but teletherapy doesn't work that way. So flexibility, I think, would be number one.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my very special guest today is Bethany Smedley. And Bethany is the Director of Talent Operations for Lighthouse Therapy. Bethany, thank you so much for being willing to let me pick your brain for our audience.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So I have a series of questions that I'm going to be asking, and I'm going to ask the question, and Beth is going to answer them for me. And we're just going to have a nice conversation about recruiting and the process of recruiting, because I am telling you, ever since Bethany came and joined Lighthouse and Lane Orlick joined her, they are absolutely crushing it. They have done such an amazing job, and I am just so excited to be able to share some of her knowledge with our podcast listeners. So the first question I have for you, Beth, is what are some strategies you use for finding qualified therapists and special education teachers?
That's a great question. There's a lot of avenues that you can use out there. But I would say my most favorite ones are LinkedIn, Indeed, and Facebook. So LinkedIn and Indeed, because you can see their resumes and you can make sure that they have the experience that we're looking for here at Lighthouse Therapy to make sure that they would be a good fit. Facebook is another great avenue because you can have a candid conversation with the potential provider and just make sure that we're offering what they're looking for and they have what we're looking for.
Awesome. That's good. Yeah. All the therapists seems to be on, even me. When I started Lighthouse, that's where I was. That's where I went for information. That's where I looked. Now I'm more on LinkedIn, but definitely Facebook. So, okay. Next question. What are some things that make it challenging to find the right professionals for school districts?
There's a few challenges. So I would say if you can't find a provider that's licensed in the state that you're looking for, and you are looking to get them licensed in that state, that poses a bit of a challenge because every state is different. Their cross-licensing is different, but not only that, their IEP systems are different. Their schools work differently. They may even call IEPs something different. And so finding someone that is open and willing to learn the new systems and take the time to do the cross-licensing, it's a big lift sometimes, and it is a lot of work. And you just have to make sure that you're as dedicated to cross-licensing as you would be to your students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've been licensed in, I think, 13 or 14 states, and some states are easy. Some states it's been no problem. Other states, oh my goodness. One, which I won't name the state because I don't want to insult anybody, but the cross-licensing, I actually had the license in that state, and then I went back. I let it lapse because I wasn't living there anymore, and getting reinstated took me six months to get relicensed in that state. And I have since, I let it lapse again, and I was like, please, Lord, don't ever let me have to get that one reinstated again, because, oh my goodness, it was such a nightmare. But yeah, that's an extreme case, though. That truly is an extreme case.
Yeah. I would say another one is finding someone who is open. A lot of providers have been doing this a long time, and so they have their very specific niche, very specific age range that they want to work with. We work with schools, so we work with pre-K through 12th, and we work with all populations and all diversities. And so finding someone who is open to all of that and very flexible to be able to fit our needs and the school's needs while filling their own too, could be challenging at times.
It's a balancing act for sure. It's a balancing act. I always tell people we have two customers. We have the schools, which are our clients, and then we have the therapists, which we also consider them our customers because we want to take care of them. When you have a mission like we have, which is to be a therapy company run by therapists for therapists for the betterment of students, obviously we put our therapists in front of everything we do. We want to make sure that we take really good care of them because then happy people mean happy clients and happy clients. Ultimately, I always do this, you know, I put my clients in one hand and my therapist in the other hand, but I put them together. I bring them together because ultimately we're there for those students. That's what we want. We want to bring all of that together for the betterment of students, which is the last part of our mission statement. So, okay, great answers. Okay, next question. From your perspective, what does the day-to-day work of recruiting look like behind the scenes?
There's a lot behind the scenes. It's much like getting a 5,000-piece puzzle and putting it together. It's very much a collaborative effort. You have to be open and transparent with all of the other teams that you're working with, the transparency with the providers, the transparency with the schools, and just kind of having that conversation with providers to find out what is their niche, where are they most comfortable, where will they shine, and then finding the school that needs that, because always we find a place for them, right? We find that piece that fits perfectly. But it does take a lot of conversations, and it does take a lot of transparency, and a lot of searching. We search a lot. We talk to a lot of people, but it doesn't always mean that everyone gets hired.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you can be the perfect client and or the perfect therapist and we just don't have anything. And it stinks when that happens. It really does.
That's really tough in the recruiting world because you want to fill those roles, you want to help therapists get their dream job. And so I think that's one of the hardest parts of recruiting is when that doesn't fall into place, you take it personal because you
Yeah.
really want to help everyone. And ultimately, we want to make sure the students are served. So when we're not filling that role, those are students that are not getting served. And so that is personal.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you are a school who's looking to hire and you may not know. I mean, you may be in the position where, well, we need a full-time speech therapist, but you're talking to a therapist and they're going, "Okay, well, what's the caseload like, right? What am I what?" And if you don't know, they're wary sometimes.
Yeah,
For
absolutely. You
sure.
definitely have to have all of your information before you go into one of those conversations.
Well,
Therapist of your.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I think you were about to say the same thing I was.
Well, I was just going to say that's our next question. I like preemptively went into our next question without even really asking the question. So there you go. That's just kind of it, when you do this as much as Beth and I do it, and the conversation that we have and the team that we have, it flows. I mean, we're learning. We've learned together what works and what doesn't work, and made our own mistakes along the way, and are finally, I think we're getting to a place where we have our rhythm, which is exciting. So,
Absolutely.
and that's not Beth's fault. That was more my leadership trying to make sure everybody's all of our ducks in a row, our T's are crossed, our I's are dotted, right? Okay, let's go on to the next question because we kind of started answering it before we even asked it. So let's try to be clear for our people. What are the most common mistakes people make when trying to recruit therapists and special education teachers on their own?
Recruiting anyone. You can put a body in a place, but that doesn't mean that they're a good fit. So if you're not taking time to have that conversation to really dig in and see their experience, see what they're looking for, see what they prefer, see what the school is looking for, then ultimately what's going to happen is you're going to put a body in place that's not going to stay. It's not going to be sustainable. And then you're going to have to find another body for that place. So I think taking the time in the front end to really dig in and understand prevents that from happening. You'll find providers that stay, and the providers that you put into place, the schools are going to love and want them to stay. And so it's a longstanding relationship.
Yeah, we used to joke about the mirror test, like if you put a mirror up to their nose and it steams over their breathing, that's not the person that we want in that spot, is it?
Right.
Even though they may be licensed, even though they're a warm body, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be the best fit for you and for what your departments are trying to do. So, all right, next question. How much time and effort does it actually take to find and hire just one qualified candidate?
If I had to put a time on that, I would say 40 to 50 hours. Because you're scouring all of these different places to find, you know, that perfect fit for that one role you're looking for. And I can't speak for other recruiters or other companies, how they do it, but I know for our recruiters and our company, we take pride and we really take time and dig in and have in-depth conversations with our providers about who we are and why we do what we do and the schools that we're working with. And like we said in one of the prior questions, we have all of the information. What's the caseload, age numbers? What does the school expect? We really try to have all of that so that we can have a great conversation and make sure that all parties understand what's expected of them so that we do have the best fit for the role.
So what are some unseen hurdles like licensure, background checks, or availability that schools might not anticipate?
Absolutely. Since every state is different, there's certifications that one state may require that another state doesn't. Some require TB tests, some require fingerprinting, some require, there's a lot of things as far as licensures that can cause a delay. There's also background checks. There's also making sure if they're licensed in that state, they could be licensed in that state, but be missing a piece. So if it's a state that needs both the state and the Department of Education certification, they may have the state, but not the Department of Education. So then we have to go get that, which also causes a delay.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to get one state, usually it's a state license, before you can even apply for the Department of Ed certification or whatever it happens to be. And so it's like having to do it twice.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And then for availability, you know, just to be frank, a lot of providers are wanting to do teletherapy because of the flexibility. And mm-hmm. so a lot of times the people we talk to, they want partial caseloads. They want lower numbers because they're burnt out. And so trying to get a school to understand that, yeah, we can fill your role, but it might be with a couple providers mm-hmm. because that's the availability that they have. I would say probably 97% of the providers we talk to want partial caseloads.
One thing I often hear from school leaders is, I just want a partner who puts students first. At Lighthouse Therapy, that's exactly what we do. We don't have outside investors and we don't answer to shareholders. Instead, we answer to school leaders like you, those listening to this podcast. Whether you're wanting virtual, hybrid, or in-person therapy, our systems are designed to make your life easier and your team stronger. We are a therapy company run by therapists for therapists for the betterment of students. Visit lighthouse-therapy.com/brighter together to learn how we can help you support your students this year. That's how I started. When I started, I didn't want full-time. I just wanted a part-time position. I worked into a full-time position eventually, but that was my particular case. And it doesn't always stay that way. And then there's times where I've seen they say one thing and then we get started and uh-oh.
Yeah. And then the availability changes.
Because something happened in their lives. Not that they were being deceiving or anything, but, you know, like, my childcare situation changed, or my husband's position at work changed, or my child now needs some special thing, or is now doing this other thing that's making my availability change. That happens a lot.
Absolutely. And life happens. Life happens, and we have to move and ebb and flow with it. But that does pose a challenge when trying to fill the roles in the schools.
So that flows great into this next question. So what are the top three tips for school leaders who are trying to recruit on their own? Would you give them?
I would say be more flexible, I think would be the first. A lot of times it might be the first time that maybe a school is working virtually and they don't really know how it works. So in their head, they're thinking it's the same as being in person. Somebody in a seat Monday through Friday, 8 to 3:30. But teletherapy doesn't work that way. And so flexibility, I think, would be number one. Number two would be understanding that sometimes it's going to take time. If we have to get certain licenses, that takes time. Finding the right person takes time. So just because you signed your contract doesn't mean you're going to have somebody in place tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So patience, mm-hmm. I would say, would be a good one. Number three, I would say clear communication. A lot of times the communication can be lagging. And so the proper information doesn't get from one hand to the other in a timely manner. And that causes delays too.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it feels like it's the telephone game, right?
Yes.
But they said, no, that's not what they said. But what I heard and what you said didn't match, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Okay. So we're going to get into Lighthouse right now, Lighthouse Therapy. How does Lighthouse Therapy's recruiting process help schools to overcome these challenges?
Transparency and honesty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think above all, that is what stands us apart and helps us help these schools.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, we do everything that we can to make sure that we are hiring the right people at the right time for the right school. And we think we've got it all worked out. But no, something happens. The school's needs change. And then we end up with therapists that don't have a position that we're scrambling trying to find them a position. That happens. Sometimes it is the other side, the therapist's availability changed. And now we're like scrambling to try to make sure that what we have and what we thought we had. You know, I always tell people when I talk about our business and what we do, it's a teeter totter.
Absolutely.
And it's never balanced completely. No. We try really hard to keep it balanced, and we do a really good job of filling as quickly as we can and as much as we can. But sometimes, I mean, there's people out there that are just unicorns, needs that are just like, that's finding the unicorn at the end of the rainbow with the leprechaun and the pot of gold, right?
Sometimes it feels that way, absolutely. But then when you find them,
it's like, oh.
It's amazing, and you hope that all the pieces align.
Yeah, and when it does, it's beautiful. When it does, it is so cool. It is really cool. So, okay, so next question. If a school administrator asked you this question, why should I trust Lighthouse to handle recruiting instead of doing it myself? How would you answer?
I think it's a common misconception that everybody can be a recruiter.
True.
It takes skill. It takes experience. It takes time. It takes poise. And so I think, especially here at Lighthouse, and again, I can't speak for other companies, but here at Lighthouse, our recruiters are second to none. They give 100% every day to make sure that we're finding the best candidates to fill these roles. So I understand that you may think, well, I can go find them. I'm sure you can find a warm body. But is that warm body who you really want in your school with your students?
Yeah, Yeah, we really do try very hard. And like I said, at the beginning of this conversation, we have an amazing team now, and we tell them that we need this particular thing. And it's amazing that because Beth either, oh, I talked to somebody about this the other day, or I have somebody in our drip file that might be really good for that, or, you know. And it's impressive, and the memory that she has, and names, and oh my goodness, no, thank you, I couldn't do it, couldn't do
it. And the relationships that I've built with these therapists, I can tell you about their family, I can tell you about their animals, I can tell you about where they're going on vacation. We really build personal relationships with these therapists so that maybe we don't have something that fits their needs at that time, but I can go back in 2 months and say, hey, I found something that I think would be a really great fit for you. And because of that relationship that we've built, that trust, they're like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. 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 And I think too, I think Lighthouse has been able to, as much as we possibly can, be a therapy company run by therapists for therapists. I mean, we really do try really hard. And I know there are times when it goes sour and therapists get frustrated with us because we don't have the position that we thought we had for them, or vice versa. But we are as honest and transparent. When something changes, we don't just go, oh, well, okay, whatever. You know, it is painful for us when something changes and we can't find that perfect position that we thought we already had, especially when we thought we already had it. It's heartbreaking, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating for the therapist, and it's frustrating for us. And on the other foot, when we think we have somebody and we give them to a school, and the school gets frustrated because it doesn't work out, or they end up needing more or different than what they originally told us to, that's hard too, because it's like, it's always going to be our fault. And even though it's not always our fault, but we will always work to try to make it right, because that's what we do. We try to make it right as much as we possibly can.
And absolutely. And that goes far beyond recruiting. That's all of Lighthouse Therapy. And the way I've seen you jump in when something has gone south and talk to everybody involved and try to fix the situation and where do we go from here is something that I've never seen in another company. And I really do think that sets Lighthouse Therapy apart, because you're not a CEO that's up on your pedestal. Yes. You are definitely down here in the trenches with us, and we'll have a conversation with anyone on a moment's notice. And that really does make a difference.
Yeah. Someone once told me, you need to be a 10,000 foot CEO. You don't need to be down in the weeds with what's happening every day. You need to be dealing with the CEO level stuff. And I went, wow, you really don't know Lighthouse at all, because that's not who we are. I mean, I don't care how big we get. If there's something that someone needs to talk to me about, it's my business. It is my reputation. It is the Courtneys that started this, Janet Courtney especially, meaning myself. And I never want to be at 10,000 feet. I like being down in the weeds with people, because it means that I care, because I do. I don't always work the day-to-day business of the seeing kids and arranging things. But boy, if there's a need and there's a way that I can fix it. And I always will tell somebody, you know, we've talked about conflict resolution here before. It's like, I'm sorry that happened. I will always say that I'm sorry, but even if it's not my fault that this thing happened, I'm sorry that happened, because I don't want that to happen. I want to fix it. Let's see if we can figure out what happened and fix it. And I think people, the other thing is that it goes back to that communication. Like, we will always get back to people within 24 hours, you know, during the business day, one business day. You know, it's like, we want, if you reach out to us, we want you to know that we heard you. So, and we're going to get back to you. So, and that's a speech therapist in me, right? On communication. Yeah. So, all right. One last question, because you've done an amazing job, and I promised to give you get this in a half an hour, so we're only at 23 minutes, so I'm grateful. So our last question is, if you could give administrators one piece of advice when it comes to staffing their districts, what would it be?
Be open to the suggestions that lighthouse therapy is giving you. You may have a vision of what you want it to look like, but we've been doing this a while. Be open to the conversation. Be open to suggestions, because what you think might look like a straight and narrow might be a Y, but it might be better in the long run. So just be open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good one, because it does. It means that you'll be able to fill a position with somebody. And it might be a job share. You know, you might end up with two people doing that job because you can't get just one. And maybe you have to shift people around. I know people don't like change, but sometimes it is about shifting people around in your district to try to make sure that you find somebody that's qualified, but they're definitely not going to fit in that role. You may have to start shifting some people in your departments to get that position filled so that, you know, kids don't go without services, because that's the most important part is, yes, again, the kids, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Beth, it has been a pleasure. Where do people go if they want to pick your brain, or if somebody's interested in finding out more about Lighthouse?
Absolutely. Go to lighthouse-therapy.com. You can get a lot of information on there. There's a lot of Q&As on there. And then you can always email me at bethany@lighthouse-therapy.com. I'm more than happy to have a conversation or answer any questions that you may have.
And Bethany is B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, Bethany@lighthouse, don't forget the dash, therapy.com. Bethany, thanks for being on Brighter Together, because we know, you and I both know, that we are brighter together.
Thank you for having me.